Among the issues facing women in southern Sudan are high rates of poverty, illiteracy, and maternal mortality. Bringing those numbers down by 2015 is the aim of the UN Millennium Development Goals, or MDGs. Lucy Luguga is the program manager for UN Women in the region.
There are very few trained nurses in South Sudan. Most women give birth at home, and as a result, there is very high maternal deaths in South Sudan. Statistics show that out of 100,000 women who give birth, 2,045 women die. If you look at HIV/AIDS, the number of the women who are aware of how HIV/AIDS is transmitted, on how to prevent it, and how really to empower yourself not to get infection, there are very few. I'm told it's only 45% of the total population of the women. So if we are talking about realizing the MDGs by the year 2015, I think for South Sudan, in terms of women, we will not be able to get there.
To address some of these challenges, the United Nations is training women as leaders who can advance their causes in the legislative agenda. For example, one of the new agency's efforts in southern Sudan, which has high illiteracy rates, was to educate women about their right to vote in last year's national elections and referendum on independence.
We undertook awareness programs up to the PIAM level. For instance, in the elections, we had two people in every county who went to all the PIAMs in the county to spread the word about elections, to create awareness on the election law, on the preconditions for voting. That awareness program enabled many women to register and eventually to vote. For your information, out of all the registered voters in the elections, 55% were women. For the referendum, out of all the registered voters, 52% were women.
The training also showed potential women candidates how to present their campaign messages to the electorate, how to lobby for votes, and how to prepare a statement of principles. The results were impressive. She says women made gains in Southern Sudan's Legislative Assembly and in the country's 10 state assemblies. The percentage of women holding seats in the national legislature went from 20% to 33% and from 20% to 28% in the states. Luguga says despite the increase in the number of female legislators, the agency is still working to support more women, including in the civil service. According to legal quotas, women should make up 25% of all public sector employees. Luguga would like to see that number increased to 50%. UN Women is also working with a civil society organization, South Sudan Women Empowerment Network, to lobby to have the protection of women guaranteed in the final constitution of the new country. The National Assembly has passed an interim one, but it has not yet been presented to the public for debate and for a referendum. Luguga hopes more support for women can be included in the document before it is finalized.
So in the constitution that has been reviewed, if only it can provide for the betterment of the welfare of the women, if it can make sure that it includes sections that will make resources available to make the living condition of the woman in South Sudan better, to bring water near to where the women are, to make available economic facilities, economic enterprises that can benefit the women, then I think that would have been a very good constitution for the women.
UN Women also wants to mobilize key segments of Southern Sudanese society in support of women. The agency will talk with religious and traditional leaders and women lawyers about how they can promote women's issues once Southern Sudan becomes independent in July. For VOA Africa, I am Charlton Doki in Juba, Southern Sudan.